welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
And how's it been, Rita?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just trying to get through a busy week that we had. I know it's been pretty exciting for you.
Nice here. Be nice, guys. Hold on. Hold on.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, boys.
That new noise going around those tracks.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was, wasn't it? We went down to Daytona. She had to get a race on.
That's it.
Yeah, you seen your boy Jimmy going around the track?
Yep, I surely did.
Got your new clothes and your outfit.
To go with his new car.
Oh my gosh, maybe he'll do better this year.
I hope so.
I know, he needs
to do... We're chasing eight.
That's right, that's what it's all about. Well, we're here to talk about pins.
And Doonies.
Oh, look, it's bad enough I snuck in the NASCAR for you, but you gotta throw Doonies in there again?
Yeah, there's some new ones coming out.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
One this week?
You know people only listen about pins. They really don't care about the Doonies, right?
Really?
I know, that's why the Doonies stuff gets blown up and no one talks about pins. Oh, my gosh.
You want me to ask some people?
No, we're good. I trust you, we're good.
Okay.
Well, today, we're gonna talk about those new Toy Story Disney pins that came out, some February release pins, some Disney card member pins. Ooh, what kind of mood you in tonight?
Oh, I know. Those are so cute.
Aren't they? Yes, the new mood mystery pins. And, of course, we got to talk some Star Wars. Always.
Of course. Well, if we got to talk Doonies, we got to talk Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh. And some other cool stuff we're going to talk about. So let's get right into it.
Sounds good.
So what do you think about those new Toy Story Disney pins for 2019, the Series 1?
Those are at the store, right?
Yes, they're actually going to be hitting the store, and then hopefully they'll be hitting the parks. But it's the Disney Pixar Toy Story Series 1, and this is actually the first pin set that's out. Yep, that's out. And they're going to be celebrating the Toy Story movie, the first films is what they're doing on this one. And this first set, we have them posted on the website. That's $29.95 for a set of six of them. And I think they're really cool. They feature Woody, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, Rex, the little green army man. I always like those army men when we go to a toy store later.
I know, they're so cute.
They really are cool. Ham and Bo Peep's Sheet. Is that right? Sheep? Is that what it says?
Bo Peep's Sheet.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Doesn't she like Woody?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, because Jesse likes Buzz, right?
Yeah.
Especially when he was doing the...
The
Spanish one in Toy Story 3, right?
Two.
No, that was three.
Yeah, three.
That's what the big strawberry bear smells like. Lotto. That's right. Cool beans. Well, if you can see them, they're out. Check them out on the website. I really, really like them.
We'll have to go look at our Disney store this weekend.
Yes, we will. I love those little green men right there, which is cool. I love those guys.
The little aliens.
Don't go to the light. Another cool thing that's came out, this is the second release. The first release we talked about back in January was Dumbo, remember?
The
wisdom sets? Mm-hmm. And now they got out the February set for $16.95, the three-pin set and the Disney window wisdom set is the Musha, which is the dragon, Crickety, and then they have a...
That's from Mulan.
Mulan, yeah, but it's Musha is what it's all about.
Right.
They got the doll, the coffee cup that
you get. But it's from Mulan.
Yeah. And I love the quote from the Emperor, but this is a $16.95 set, and this is the second wave, second set in the 12 for the month, is what it's going to be. And they're really, really cool. The Dumbo, when we first posted it, people jumped all over that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, that definitely scratched the surface because people were all over that.
Well, they also have that new movie coming out.
Oh, the new Dumbo
movie? The live movie.
Oh, yeah.
The live action.
That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coming out soon.
Next month.
Is it when? Oh, wow. It's right on the corner.
It's like March, April.
It's funny, too, because when we go pin trading, people always ask, do you have Dumbo pins?
Because you can't find anything of them.
That's what's always amazing about those.
That's why I'm waiting for the new March pins to come out. Because of the movie coming out, are they going to be crazy?
Well, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that'd be cool. Another thing we like to do, we're Disney card members. We have a debit card.
Chase members.
Chase, yes. Disney Chase card members. And there's a lot of perks when it comes to it, actually. There's an insider magazine that we post at the top of the website periodically when it comes out. And we just posted the spring one. And, of course, it talks about the movie Dumbo coming out. But the biggest thing about it is there's a card member spot in it where when they do this, it could be twice a year or whenever it is that they drop it. I've gotten some cool pins. But this year, right now, they have the Mickey's 90th Steamboat pin, which
the
is really
Steamboat
cool.
Willie.
Yes. In the past, we've gotten Darth Vader, C-3PO, and R2-D2, right?
My Beauty and the Beast pin that I wear that moves back and forth.
Yes.
Remember, we had to order a couple of those because Brittany and
a couple cast member friends that
cast members wanted them.
Yep. I like the Captain Hook and Shmi pin. I think it was 2015 when that one came out, if I remember correctly. But that one's come out now. It was you could actually get it before it came out if you was a Disney card member.
Right, you can order it.
But now they finally got it out at some of the areas like the Disney Springs Marketplace, the Discovery Traders Company at Animal Kingdom, Sunset Ranch and Souvenirs over in Hollywood Studios, not far from
the Trading Post.
Yep, Trading Post. The Five and Dime also at Hollywood Studios.
But here's our thing. We've actually went and looking for some of these pins one time when we were out, remember? Mm-hmm. And we couldn't find them. Like, they were like, well, it's not at our location yet, or it's not here. So if you're a card member, sometimes it's better to go to order it online through Chase, and you can order up to what?
Two, I think it was.
Was it two? I thought on Beauty and the Beast, I thought we ordered three, or did you order some and I ordered some?
Maybe so, but I know you got at a discounted price, too, before it hit. We had a
Correct, before it hits the parks.
Because I know
but you really have to watch, because I remember one of the Star Wars pins, we went to Disney looking for it, and we couldn't find it. We ended up having to order it online.
Yeah.
So you have to really pay attention to that.
Very true. And I know it's $12.99, and like I said, supposedly it came available the 15th at the parks. But we were able to get ours much sooner than that.
Correct.
But we wanted to talk about it because it's finally dropping out there, which is really, really cool.
It's really cute, too.
But if you get a chance and you're like set at the doctor's office or bored and you want something to read, go check out the insider that we post at the top of our page right now. It's the spring one. And also we'll post the monitor too when it comes out. But it's good reading there. It's a PDF file, so you can pull it right up on your phone, tab, whatever.
Yeah,
doing
it's really cute.
It really is. Cool. Get that where you can. But one thing we need to talk about is what's your mood like when you're out pin trading? My mood's always cool and happy. I don't know about you. I love meeting people. Oh, yes. I love meeting people, checking down those pins. And I love these new pins.
I know. They're so cute.
Yes, they are. The Disney Current Mood Mystery Collection. I like Stitch. Check
him out. 10 of them?
Yeah, he's like pulling out his eyes, ain't he?
He's like frustrated.
I know. And what's the guy?
Sebastian.
Sebastian. He's like dropped his jaw there like in surprise.
Like, oh.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, Jimmy the Cricket there, he's just, like,
sleeping.
Chilling. Yep. And, of course, Hercules, he's, like, pumping the rock down the arm. And, is that Pumbaa or is that...
Pumbaa.
Yeah, Pumbaa. Because
Timon.
Timon? Is that what it is? I get mixed up all the time. He's, like, crying. And then the monkey from
he
Aladdin.
He looks like he's eating.
Eating something, yeah. And then, of course, the Queen of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
She looks really, really mad. Don't you got a red face there, Kermit? So that must be, like, angry. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Thumper.
I love Thumpers.
So happy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the toe.
That's from the Princess and the Frog.
I know. It looked like they're getting like married or engaged or something. Looked like they're happy. Is that happy mood? Is that
what it has means? To be.
And Cheshire, his
he's
eyes
just
are
smiling.
All, his eyes are all
he's
googly looking.
Crazy.
I love them. But I like these. You know, it's called What's Your Mood? And it's a set of 10. And it is a mystery box. What it is, you only get two in a box for $14.99. And like we said before, it features Stitch, Sebastian, right? Mm-hmm. Jimmy the Cricket. It's funny, I still spell
Hercules.
It wrong all the time. Yep, Hercules.
Pumbaa.
Pumbaa. Oh, that's his name.
Abu.
Abu. Yep, mm-hmm. The Queen of Hearts, Thumper.
Tiana.
Uh-huh, and...
Divine.
Uh-huh, and Cheshire the Cat.
Yep.
So those are out there. Gonna be hitting the parks here soon. So check them out. They're really, really cool. I like the size of them. They look
They're
relevant.
On our website if anyone wants to look at them.
Yeah, we posted them on the 18th there, so if you want to go, just go back and check them out. But if you start getting them, you know, post them on Facebook, the pictures that you find, I'd really like to see some more.
Yeah.
They really look cool. They look real shiny and glossy. I like, especially the Stitch in this shirt.
They're really colorful.
They really are. They're good size. They look like they'll fit in a palm of your hand, don't they?
You know what they remind me of? Is your what's those pins? That you got the ones of the villains.
Oh yes, the comic.
Your comic strip. That's the size that they look like.
They're pretty big like that, don't they?
I mean, that's what they remind me of. Mm-hmm. But everyone's on this emoji thing here lately, and that's what they look like. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, let's get down to some serious stuff. Now, this okay. is we gotta take the time. Everybody needs to stop what you're doing right now. Got to talk about this new Star Wars Death Trooper helmet pin. This was a shared release between both parks, Disneyland and, of course, our Orlando park. And it's another one of those hinge pins where it's got the Death Trooper. You can open it up and it stands up, which is really, really cool. And this is the 10th pin in the Star Wars helmet collection. And this one's limited to 4,000 and it retails for $17.99. And of course, it will come available the 21st of February. It's when it's going to come available.
Thursday.
That's right, right around the corners. And of course, it's going to be released with the Alice in Wonderland pin. It was funny because we talked about that last podcast, but they were supposed to be releasing that pop. It's the pop-up Peter Pan one.
And they never did.
No, they kept delaying it. And I'm not sure. I've heard rumors they might drop it with this one on the 21st Thursday. But so I don't know, but I like those pop-up pins. They're real colorful, and they were both limited to 4,000 also on the Alice and Peter Pan one. I just don't understand why they're just taking so long to drop it. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I like that Death Star. He's real black looking, got the
green
facial, green eyes there. It's real shiny. It's really, really cool. But we got that post on the site. Check it out. If anybody gets one or you get an extra, call me up. Don't be afraid. Hit me a text. We'll work out a trade. Somehow or another.
Of course you
will. I know. So what do you think about this one? This is the new quarterly collection that Disneyland, they were supposed to actually drop the Lady and the Tramp, but it was delayed. It looks like a VCR.
You know what it reminds me of? It's the old VCR
slash
boxes.
Yeah, the TV, DVD. VCR type thing?
Well, I wouldn't say DVD, but I'd say more of the old school VHS box covers from when the original movie came out.
Yeah, but Lady and the Tramp was supposed to drop, but I'm actually kind of glad it waited because I love this Little Mermaid ones, what they're doing now. It's really, really cool.
But you know, also, I wonder if they didn't do Lady and the Tramp and they're doing the Little Mermaid because... You know, The Little Mermaid, they're redoing the film and re-releasing it.
Oh, really? I wonder where they do a live-action one.
I don't know, but the next live-action to come out, I seen it the other day, is supposed to be Aladdin.
Oh, that's right.
And Will Smith's playing the genie.
I know. The original was Robin Williams' voice, right?
Yeah.
With the cartoon?
Yeah.
I always liked the bird.
But, yeah, but Will Smith's playing in it.
I wonder who would play... What's the fella's name in The Mermaid? Eric?
What's Eric?
You know, my chest. I got a six
pack.
Oh,
don't you even. Let's go.
Oh,
No.
But that pin was limited to 1,500, and it was for $34.99. And, of course, that's supposed to drop Thursday also.
Correct.
So if you get it, post some pictures on the
Especially
Facebook.
Especially because it's only releasing in Disneyland.
I know, but you know they'll drop here at our park also.
So any of our friends on the West Coast that, you know, go to Disneyland, if you get this pin, send us pictures.
I would love to see it. It's really, really cool.
Because even the box that it's in looks cool. It looks like an old VCR box. Or no, what's those TVs that had the VCR built in them?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it does. It's really, really cool.
It's really cool.
And I like how the other ones that's coming out, where they look like an Xbox, remember? We talked about that on the February releases coming up soon.
Yeah.
I really like those too. So,
that's the one I told you it looked like the fish game.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, anyway.
So if you happen to get a picture of it and you get one, oh man, please post it on there. One thing I want to talk about that came up, we posted on the site. It's a company called Mondo, I believe it is. And they do all kind of different stuff. I was looking at their website. But they recently came out with this pin set. It had like Mickey, Steamboat, Lady and the Tramp, and a Robin Hood set. Yeah, they were $15 each. It kind of reminds me of like box lunch pins, which they always have cool pins. Like
but don't they come, you get two pins for $15.
Yeah, on a set. But
right.
I heard, you know, I saw them when they hit, they were talking about, and they blew out like in 10 minutes. I heard something like that real quick. So I signed up for their email to see if it came up, and I was checking out their Facebook also. And they were on the Facebook too. People were commenting on them and talking about them, which is really, really cool. But I want to keep an eye, but it's Mondo is what it is. We posted it. You can click on it and go to their website. But I love the Lady and the Tramp. It's got like their heads and hearts, and it's got like a little chain that connects.
That looks like for the spaghetti.
Yes. It's almost like they took the two hearts from Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I know. It's what it looks like, but then they connect it with a chain.
And they're sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute.
It is really cute. So that was cool. And like I say, don't forget about box lunch pins also. They're always dropping pins on there. And you know, they can range from $8.90 to $14.90, and they really do put some cool pins on there. There is no doubt about it, so definitely check them out that are on there. Something else I want to talk about before we get going on, so about talking about some other pins, was we posted a deal that I heard about. Someone was arrested at the Kingdom for...
Yeah. Epcot.
Epcot for bringing a gun to the park. And we posted on there, and it's amazing how quick, I mean, that rubbed some people wrong that, you know, someone, knucklehead, would bring a gun to...
Well, they've had mixed emotions about it. Like, we've had some people say, you know, well, maybe he, you know, has a concealed weapons card, or, you know, maybe, I mean... It's been lots of mixed emotions since we posted it, but
I know. But you know,
my
you know,
personal opinion: you're going to Disney. What in the world do you have a gun for?
Yeah, the most loaded thing we bring is a loaded book of pins.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's lethal enough to get stuck your thumb enough of times. But I think it was just kind of goofy that someone would do something ignorant like that. But once again, that's just our sorry point of view here at Let's Go Pin Trading. But I see a lot of people had the same idea. I mean, why would you bring something? Not even that, you're just taking a chance.
Well, it's just
of
like the other day. What was it, Saturday? They had the lady who called the cops saying that the guy...
Oh,
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, tried to...
Took her park in place.
And they were both fighting over a handicapped spot.
Yeah, and took her park in place and then had a handgun. He was
pointing at her,
and it ended up being his wallet or something he had in his hand because he just got through paying to get in.
Yeah, they had the
to park or something.
The police did an investigation.
Yeah,
and they found out he was supposed to. But still, I mean, if the park...
And I'm sure there's more stuff that happens
that we don't know about. I just caught those two, and I was like, you know, who knows if anybody ever really hears stuff like that. And I saw it pop up, and I was like, you know, I got to drop this on there and just get a good little feedback. But you know something? Let's talk about a brighter note. I noticed that over... If you go pin trading, we do at Hollywood Studios. We love going through there. And it does get hot.
Yeah.
And we know we got the mobile order to work one time. But we go into the ABC commissary, not just to get something to drink, like a cold soda, but you can pin trade in there. Remember?
Well, not only that, but sometimes, especially when we have the kids and it's hot outside, we just go in there and let them sit and cool off, go to the restrooms. They have restrooms on both sides. They can go to the restroom. Or even us, sometimes, if it's too hot, take our vest off, relax for a few minutes.
But I liked about it, when we went in there, every cast member
that's not behind the counter
had all the cast members' lanyards.
Or the, what do you call them?
The square ones on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had tons and tons, and we'll pop in there periodically. But what I like about it is, you can go in there, and they have the soda that you can keep getting, you know, the refills. But what I like about it now is, I've heard that they're going to have these self-service soda fountains coming, is what's going to be happening. But what I'm hoping it would be, is that it'd be like, when you know how we go to Universal?
Yes, pay like, I'm hoping.
We buy our cup for like $12 when you first buy it. But then every time you go, it's like $6. To refill it for all day.
But it's like every
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I know. But still, think about it. If you get to fill it every 10 minutes on a hot summer day, you paid for it after the second time you filled it up, basically. You know what I mean? And not only that, they do ices, remember? And not just sodas or vitamin waters. That's all about the ices. But I'm hoping, like I said, they had the wall up over there, and I'm hoping maybe they're catching wind of that or something. But this is going, like I say, going to be a self-service where you walk up and refill it up. So
it's got to have something in there for you to do it.
Yeah.
And it right now, the only place we've heard of that is going to have it is the ABC.
So far that I know of.
Commissary. Yeah. So like, no other park. I mean, who knows with...
You know, unless you go to Epcot. You can go to Epcot and get those little cups in that little soda section over there and keep refilling up sodas. Yeah. Just takes like a gazillion little shots of soda.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about a sad note. Oh, I'm just...
Well, we're not really sure what's going to happen.
I know, but it already has happened. I've been kind of depressed. Rita's trying to help me through this. I'm thinking about going to go down and maybe see someone that I can talk to.
Oh my God, stop it.
Psychiatrist or something. But the speeder bike has been taken down from over at Hollywood Studios, and there's a wall up. Now, this could be a good thing from what I've heard and told and seen photos. Maybe it's another direction into the Edge Galaxy of Star Wars there. That could be really, really cool. Did you see the life-size Millennium Falcon that I showed you?
Yes.
Was that not cool?
That was pretty cool. I can't wait to see it.
Let me tell you something. Remember that commercial where the guy buys his wife a new car or something like that?
Yeah, she buys the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah. You know what's on my Christmas list this year? Oh, yeah. A couple pins.
What's on mine, too?
A couple pins, too, would be kind of cool. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'd be cool. But hopefully they'll get that speeder bike back up. I know I'm taking hundreds of photos. I know my butts wore that seat out taking photos on that thing.
Well, both of us.
Remember that time you were on the backside, you were like holding on like you were falling off?
Yeah.
And of course, I'm just driving it like, you can fall off. Cool. It's all good.
He didn't care.
Oh, no. He didn't care. And then I think Cinderella's carriage is still up, by the way, at the Kingdom. You get your photo for Valentine's.
I thought it was only up till the 15th.
Nah, I saw some Friday. It might be still up. If you're down there, run by and let us know. I love getting a picture there. It's really, really cute. I really, really like that a lot. And, want to talk about something also. Very important. But I did check already. If you can, we posted on our website. It's called the VIP Passholder Annual Event. Now, they do this. It's kind of like extra hours, certain times of the year they'll do this. But we posted it last time. It's for Gold, Platinum, Platinum Plus, and Premier Pass holders only. It's at Walt Disney World, and they offer events at the Magic Kingdom and Epcot to spend like 2 extra hours after the park closes. It's really good if you are kind of local, which could be kind of good. But selected attractions, shops, and dinings will be open. That's why we like staying after they close, because you can still keep on pin trading, which is really, really cool. Plus, get all the free stuff that they started handing out after everybody starts leaving.
Oh, yeah, like the time we got all that
apples and
caramel apples and stuff from the candy store.
Candies. If you ever get a chance to stay out there, like, right before, like, they're turning off the lights and they're out there standing and handing out free stuff, snagging, really, really like them.
Because they can't keep it.
I know. But You actually have to sign. You have to register for this. You can actually use your
My Disney experience,
and you go in and set your phone, and it will pop up information to let you know that when they do this, because we actually was able to get both of them this time.
Correct.
The Magic Kingdom Tuesday the 26th from 10 to 12, and then Epcot March 21st from 9 to 11. So it's amazing that tells me that Epcot's going to close that early, 8 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Magic Kingdom closes at 9. I miss the days when they still open at 3 o'clock in the morning. Remember those days?
Yeah.
It's almost like before Shanghai opened up. Remember? We used to talk about that all the time.
We've talked about that so many times, honey.
When Shanghai opened up, they wanted to start closing early. It's crazy.
They spent so much money building Shanghai.
I know. But if you get a chance, go there and register so you can get pop-up. And I know they do, they'll give away free stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it on Pass. It was one time we went for one. It was an event. It seemed kind of sluggish there at one time. Like, they closed a lot of stuff versus leaving it open. But we missed out.
Well, that wasn't a pass holder. That was a stay after something else we did.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping this is better. We missed the first time we saw this up there. So.
Well, we couldn't get in.
I know, because we missed it. We couldn't register. I kept trying. But I registered me and Rita, so it grabbed us. But when you tried to register...
To register the kids,
yeah,
it wouldn't let me.
Let me, because I already had you hooked up, yeah. So it was kind of weird. But I guess it makes it so that other people can go, too. One thing we want to talk about...
You can only get it till the 25th, till Monday.
That's right.
Only available till Monday.
Don't forget about your pass holder magnet, Figment, that's still going on.
For the art festival.
That's right. It ends the 25th. So
Monday.
Get down and get that freebie. It's in Mouse Gears. Wasn't that where it was in a back?
Yeah, it's in Mouse Gears, and you have to, depending on which way you come in, but you kind of have to walk around in the women's section, where it's kind of the women's clothing / where they start the kids' clothing. It's right back in there, and they have someone. You have to have your Magic Band or your annual pass out, because they will scan it, but then you also need to have your driver's license to verify you are who you are.
Yes, I remember that right there. And sometimes they'll have the pin board out right there also.
Or they'll have it around the corner with all the pins.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of pin boards.
Yes.
I know we've been working on, if you ever go to the website at Let's Go Pin Traded in the Middle, you will see our park map. And we always tell people to go check it out. But we're working on Hollywood Studios. Trying to get it wrapped up. It's like it's a pin location to, you know, tell you where there's some books at or plushies at or some good times that you could find where pins, lanyards could be hidden at. But we're getting around it. I think the last place I left off was over at the ABC Commissary. So we got almost around the park. Getting there. But you can see where Rita, she's walking up to gift stores, and you see the lanyards being handed out, and you can see her digging through the pins, walking around on the prowl, looking for pins, no doubt about it. But check it out. It's at the pin location on our websites, Parks and Resorts and Pin Trading. One of these days we'll get this thing finished. I can't imagine when we finally do the resorts bouncing around. That's fun.
Oh yeah, that's going to be fun.
If you've never done that, go pin trading on the monorail. It's really, really fun. Just bounce from resort to resort. You could do that all day. Especially on a rainy day. It'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Never
like
get
today.
Wet. I know. Never get wet. Have food all the time. You can snack and keep going all day long, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, there's been a lot of pins that are definitely been out, and I'm looking forward to several more to come. But, of course, like always, good shows always got to come to an end. We got to talk about Dooney. What, by the way, you never told me. Guys and girls, I redid our pin office. And you know what you've never told me yet? I said, look.
I told you yesterday when I came home.
Did you?
First thing I said.
I must have been so busy I didn't hear it. And see, now I gotcha. Got people to witness it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? I like it.
I do too.
I love your NASCAR ones up there. We actually have Daytona 500 NASCAR Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy pins. You gotta take a picture of that and show everybody.
Yeah, it's really cool.
One day we need to take a picture of this crazy place.
We need to do like a live podcast one time.
That'd be cool. All these pins around
us. Our room.
I love it. It's awesome.
All our stuff.
So let's talk about Dooney's.
All your Disney pictures
everywhere. I love them. All those Larry Dodson Haunted Mansions. I love those. And of course, my Star Wars pictures. I love them. It's really, really cool. So talk about Doonies. Do it. Start the pain
Doonie,
for me.
Doonies. Okay. Anyway, there's a couple of new Doonies coming out. One is being released on Thursday. And that one is the Princess Half Marathon Doonie. It's releasing February 21st at the Princess Half Marathon Expo at Disney World. And this print is a black bag and it has pink hearts on it. And when you look at it, it has all the princesses. But this year, what they did is like Ariel has Flounder with her in the heart. Aurora has rose petals around her. Belle's reading a book. Cinderella has Gus with her. Mulan has Mushu. Jasmine has the genie's magic lamp. And Abu is with her. Snow White has bluebirds in her hand. And Tiana is getting ready to kiss Nivon the frog. This collection comes with three different bags. It comes with the satchel, the tote, and the wristlet. And you can only get these at the run or if you go over to the expo. And the expo's at
Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, the ESPN.
ESPN. That's where we found that last Disney Princess one. The blue one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have last year's, the blue one. Yeah. Now, I have to say, this purse this year, it...
That's what I was telling you about. It looks just like the one.
It reminds me quite a bit of that the purse you have up, which is from, 2 years ago?
Yeah, bet you were going to almost get that at Mouse Gears at one time.
Right, because they had extra.
They look like cartoons, once again.
Correct.
So, it looks just almost the same.
It's just that one's more like a silhouette, and this one's the hearts, and it's got like flowers and vines that kind of connect them.
That's almost what it seems the difference. I mean, they do look more cartoonish on the previous one.
This is more like the new bags that they've been doing. Like the Cinderella looks like the Cinderella from the Cinderella bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you look at Aurora, she kind of looks, her face and stuff looks like the Aurora from the Aurora bag that just came out. You know what I mean?
It's interesting how they're kind of doing it.
So anyway, that's that one that comes out this week. And don't forget if you're down at the parks and stuff in the mornings to about midday, starting on the 22nd, which would be Friday. They do have the half marathon going on until Sunday. Sorry. So basically from the 21st to the 24th, traffic and, sometimes they divert the roads.
Yep. I remember that one time we actually would go around and then we parked out in the grass.
And had to walk. Yeah. Yes. So especially because we went to Epcot. So that's normally where they end up is at Epcot. So just be careful if you're out and about and just know what's going on as far as traffic and stuff goes.
Yeah.
Another thing that's going on that I want to say before I get into the next purse is don't forget the International Festival of Arts is going on until Monday. Monday's the last day of that. So if you haven't been, and like we were talking about your pass holder Figment magnet, don't forget about that. So the next big thing coming out for Doonie, and I do not have a release date, an official release date. All I know is it just says March.
But the movie comes out.
The movie comes out March 29th, and I'm talking about the new live-action Dumbo movie, Doonie.
I'm kind of curious, because as much as people ask about Dumbo pins...
This is going to fly out like my Winnie the Pooh bag did. I'm telling you now.
What's the one where we stood in line in the back of the marketplace out there at Disney Springs?
That was my pink Disney dog.
Dog.
At Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's where I went. Now, we'll give you a little cool thing, guys. I'll give you a tip of the day. If you decide that you're going to go invest, is what I call it, makes me feel better, invest in a Doonie, I always run down and I buy like the $100 gift cards or $50 gift cards that actually has a pin on it when you buy the gift card. So then I'll take the gift card and put it toward the purse.
Yeah. Because you're spending it anyway.
That's right. Now, you don't get a discount when you buy the gift card.
No.
That's right.
But you do get your 20% annual member discount when you purchase the Doonie at mm-hmm. Disney Springs, excuse me, or at the park. Please remember, you do not get your 20% discount if you purchase Dooney online at shopdisney.com.
I miss those things. Those are really, really cool.
Yeah, but they don't give it to us anymore.
I know.
Because they said anyone online can tell them that they're an annual member.
I used to like that, actually. I thought it had something to do with your car or something.
I don't know.
But anyway, 29th when that movie comes out. So.
Okay, well, anyway, I have to say this purse, I'm not a big Dumbo fan, but I'm really excited about the purse. I think this Dooney purse is so much better than the last one they did. Because the last Dooney and Berg Dumbo purse they did, it was just black, and it had, like, it looked like chalk. Like, they just drew Dumbo in the tent. That's what it reminded me of. And it came out for, what anniversary was that? It was one of the 70th almost, anniversary.
It almost reminds me of your very first Haunted Mansion purse.
Yes.
And then they came out and kind of did the characters a little more, but didn't add color to it.
Right.
Had the vinyl, what do you call that, nylon?
The nylon, yeah. Okay, anyway, this purse, I have to tell you, there's three different designs that they have. One is a tote, then, of course, a crossbody, and the new zip-around wallet. I'm like, I love my zip-around wallets that I have, because I can just throw stuff in them and take them out and just go with them. I haven't posted pictures and stuff of it. If you haven't seen it, it's posted on letsgopintrading.com. I'm still working on getting it up on letsgopintrading.com. Dooney, I'm still working on it there, but it is on our Facebook page.
One thing, so you can see it there. You do get really good response, but you haven't been doing. We're both bad for it.
It's our YouTube channel,
showing the pictures, because you really get some good
So on this bag, just to let you know, some little features about it and stuff like that. The pattern features Dumbo, Timothy the Mouse, the Ringmaster, elephants balancing on balls, and silhouettes of four clowns. It says white background with peanuts, the magic feather, and the Dumbo crest that supposedly all is in the new movie. It's also got Dumbo where he's like flying, he's like sitting, he's posing, he's got like makeup on his face, all that good stuff. Like I said, it comes with the tassel tote, and I have to tell you, I actually have a sample Dooney bag of the tassel tote, and that I got at the Dooney store one time, and this is the same bag. It's a really cool bag. It's very big, and you can get a lot of stuff in it, and it's very easy to get in and out of. It's just got a snap closure at the top. Love this bag. And then it's got the fold-over crossbody. And then, of course, my new wallet that I love is a zip-around wallet, because I can just put my phone in it, run to the store, go to the grocery store, do whatever I need to do, and not have to worry about taking my purse. Everything's right there together. So that's that. And then also one more thing that I wanted to talk about before we get ready to finish up is starting March 6th. Through June 3rd is the Flower and Garden Festival. And just to let everybody know, they have not put out the purse for this year.
Wasn't it mini last time? Comes,
yeah, and everybody, it's sold out.
Yeah, that big mini with the pink, and it was a big, nice purse, really was.
So anyway, this year, well, last year was the 25th anniversary. This is the 26th. So I don't know, like, how big are they doing this year. But as of right now, no release on any merchandise or what the merchandise is going to entail, like what it's themed about. I know a couple of years ago, all they did was Figment, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So as soon as I find out or as soon as I hear something, I will definitely post it for everybody.
Cool.
And we'll talk about it.
Cool. Well, one last thing I want to talk about. They got the, I know last year they talked about it, but they found like the date up on it. The Disney Fairy Tales pin trading event. They got the date announced. We just haven't put it out, but August 9th and 10th of 2019 at the Epcot Showplace. I know you got to register. It's from 9:30 to 6. It's on a Friday and Saturday there, but it's a pretty big event that they do. It's an annual thing. So if you get a chance to be down there, go register for it. But it's called the Disney Fairy Tales Pin Trading Event. Once again, it's August 9th through the 10th, and it's 9:36. Yes, there is a charge to go to it. There's a lot of cool pins that's coming out, so definitely.
But don't they, get stuff?
Yeah.
When you register, like, you get certain things.
I'm sure that, you know, for the price that you pay on, it's not very expensive, but you get the inside to see all the cool pins that's coming out, which is really, really cool.
You know what it reminds me of is the D23.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
And I get those Sleeping Beauty 60th anniversary mystery pin pins that will look beautiful. The Sleeping Beauty Maleficent pin. There's that big picture one that's coming out. So there's some, not just counting all the numerous other, you know, stuff that'll be there for it. But I know...
Well, those pins don't come available until February 28th at the pin trading event.
That's right.
Excuse me.
Cool. But we do have the picture posted still. It's back on January 29th. So if you want to see the pins that are still coming out in February, you know, feel free to go back.
Or if you want to go look at the ones we've talked about before.
But and if you want to see that life-size Millennium Falcon, go back to January 16th on our website. You'll see this ginormous Millennium Falcon. And in fact, if you look right there on the right, on the left side right there, it looks about the size seat for myself. So I think they're making it just for me is what they're doing.
You're so crazy.
It's really, really cool. But
crazy.
Did we get everything in there this time?
I think we did.
You know what I still want to find is those, remember those delicious drink collectible pin packs? Those Coke, they look like cans. Those are so cool. Gotta find some of those. I love those. They look like
I'm still looking
sodas.
For the purses. What are you talking about from last year?
I know.
I didn't even finish collecting my purses.
No. When's our Wreck-It Ralph VIP pin coming in that we ordered? Remember we got our movie?
When my movie comes in?
I know. Don't forget about that, guys. The Disney Movie Club also. That was those pins. I mean.
Oh, and let me tell you, if y'all want to sign up for the Disney Movie Club, let me know. Or send me a PM on Facebook, and I'll send you my link, because when you guys sign up under me, I get credit.
That's right. What do we get? A pin?
We have free movies.
I don't want a free movie. I want the pin. I got an idea.
We get the,
here we go.
We get the pins anyway.
Guess what? They can sign us, link us. We'll give them the movie. We get the pin. How's that sound? Cool beans?
Oh, yeah.
Now, for the Star Wars pin, just call me. Let me know. You know, just text me.
And I'm
me
still wanting people to find those for me.
I know. That's the cast that cast member deal pins that came out.
I know.
What's your name? I love those with the Winnie the Pooh and all them.
I want the Eeyore.
I know. Those are really, really cool.
I love it.
But, gosh, okay.
I think that's it for this week.
Squeeze a few things in there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything we missed or you guys ever want to hear anything special, you know, like
let
say.
Let us know.
Let us know on the Facebook page. Send us a PM.
And we're still looking for a blue macaroon.
Yes, blue one. If we have to break down there for Daniel, we might have to probably give him one of our blue macaroons, and then I'll find one. But I know.
But if anyone has an extra blue macaroon, send us a message on Facebook.
That's right. And then
we have a special friend who's looking for one.
That's right, to complete their set too.
So.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode. If not, I'm sure you're probably sleeping from listening to us.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. But, like I always say, and it should only be me always closing out the show, may the pins be with you.
It's all about the Doonies.
Look, we have the same problem every time when it comes to the Doonies. It's about the pins.
It's the Doonies.
No, the pins.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast is copyright 2019. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, or even post your own trader pins. If you have enjoyed our podcast, you can show your support by telling your friends to listen and going to Disney and pin trading. Please tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with any Disney copyright, trademark, or credit, or any other company mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. So until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you are looking for to keep your lanyards full.